full name?
Fortune Walter Emil Bucko.
1914.
Yeah, I come to Nome.
Come to Nome?
Yeah, I come here in 15.
How many years did you stay in Nome?
Well, winter, not in winter, no, 14, winter in June, the winter of 14, and 15, I come up here. Then I went in and out of the territory, up at the Candle, and Nome again. I went to Nome in 1918, I think it was. When was the war?
1918. 1914 and started
1918.
I was 18.
Well,
actually 1917.
So I was there. Worked pretty hard. I mushed from Chitlaw to Fairbanks, from Fairbanks to Circle.
Who were some of the famous people in the days you were here that you can remember?
Oh, I remember. Mm-hmm. Who was governor then? I forgot. Now, I can't remember his name. Was the governor
before Park?
I guess it was before Parks.
Before.
Yeah. Well, what year was Wickersham here, in here? Before that, wasn't it? Well, Wickersham, he was governor for a long time.
I don't remember the year exactly. I was supposed to memorize all that, so I know the answer, but I didn't get it.
Now, tell us about your business here in Fairbanks, Walter.
Oh, my business?
Yeah.
How you started it?
I was afraid somebody beat my time doing all the time, see, but I finally got around to it and organized a company and got up here. And first fellow was Robbins, the fellow that financed me first. Keenan was going to finance me, but Robbins said he would first, so as long as Robbins was going to finance me, why? Keenan says it'd be all right not to be a double cross and let Robbins finance me. But right from the rear, Robbins tried to double cross me and get me out of the business, which he did.
Who were your first customers?
Well, I built a lot of strength in the FE.
Fairbanks Expiration.
Yeah. They were using the most oxygen at that time. And right after that, the government took it over. I bought it back from the government, and I've been in business ever since. Done pretty good, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
From a mountain to a molehill, from a molehill to a mountain.
You sure did, yes.
Yeah.
You're a credit to this city.
Yeah. See, look, this guy here, and he hasn't got any old at all.
No, he's same age.
Yeah.
Same age as I knew him 24 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I worked on your place.
Yeah, I remember.
There's one thing I remember about you.
Yeah.
Those big drinks you poured.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Those big drinks.
Big drinks.
That's one of good, good size one, yeah.
Yes.
Well, we still got it down there.
Yeah.
Is there anybody in Igloo number 4 or the future convention you'd like to send greetings to? We might be able to play this, some of these back to the convention.
Oh. I just think it's say hello to all of them as far as that goes. I belong to so many organizations, I don't get a chance to do justice to each one, to either one of them. And I've been pretty much wrapped up in that business down there, but now I'm more or less retired. Let the young fellow do the work.
Your business is coming back now, is it?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he's about to get away from
you. The government took it all. The government was in competition with me.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy back in NC used to supply all the oxygen and
settling
before you started.
Yeah, but they was our agents for a long time.
For a long time, yeah.
Yeah.
They shipped it in, though.
Mm. Yeah.
I paid Jim Barrick 8 years demurrage on tanks. And just for one
I know, I caught him one time with, who was it, Black, yes. He was charging Black demurrage. Mm-hmm. From the day he got $2 silver until the time that he got it back. Mm-hmm. So I told him, you come down and do business with me directly. You know, Black fellow was on the river.
George Black.
Yeah, George Black.
Long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I told George, you come on to the right and do business direct to me. Don't do more business with Jimmy Black. Jimmy
Barrick.
Barrick.
What some of the mines around here that were in operation outside of FE? Was any of the small miners used to come in and see it?
Oh, a few of them, you know, not too many. There was a starvation diet when I first started, you know. Mm-hmm. She was pretty tough going. Mm-hmm. I run the plant all alone for a long time, for the first year. Then the government took it over, I run it for them, and 4 years, and then I took it back.
What do you think of the idea of a permanent park and monument in the Fairbanks area for the pioneers to be the first state park?
Yeah, I believe it would be a nice one. That's what they, I think that the state now should give the pioneers an acre or two of land, at least a couple acres.
Well, there's 80 acres in this piece, and it's U.S. government reserve, which...
Well, that's the information that you should get it.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to cost?
It ain't going to cost you nothing. $10 filing fee, and all of us have to take part in it. The engineers have to do the surveying, the lawyers have to make the papers,
well,
the pioneers have to document.
You tell me. I'll come in on it if you want.
Okay. We're going to have to make some plans after we get the land. No,
you know, I used to give them a beer down there, the pioneers, you know, and now I haven't given beer for a long time. I never think to send it down there. I said, if any down there wanted beer, they come down and get it, you know. Mm-hmm. Call me for beer, but they never have.
Yeah, they're still serving beer there.
Well, that's about my turn to donate a little bit of beer down there.
Will you be able to be out of here by June 6th and get in?
Oh, yes, yes, sir.
You'll be down the next meeting then?
Oh, before then.
Next regular meeting is June the 6th in Eagle Falls.
June, you mean May?
No, this is May. June the 6th, the next
June
meeting.
June the 6th, the meeting once a month.
I'll remember June the 6th. I know that I didn't pay my dues or not.
Well, come down anyhow.
I'll pay them anyway. You can't get a life membership though.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, you
can get a life membership.
Anytime. I have.
How much?
That's $50.
All right, I'll give you $50. I'm going to get it right now.
He's going to wait.
This is a record. He's not going to wait. He's going to pay it right now. So Clyde Burkett and Andy Wickens on the job today.
All right, Andy.
No, I want to get that.
This is Andy Ricken on the SIC committee of with Clyde Burkett, Mary Hughes. We're in the room at the hospital visiting Walter Buckow, and he has given us a talk on the tape recorder. Also, he $50 as a life member, and if he is in arrears some dues, he'll square that up when he comes down to the meeting himself, which will be at the first meeting.
14th. Okay, you want to hear that back now, Mr. Buckle?
Well, that's all right. Yeah.
Now, can you tell me your name and when you come in Alaska and how old you are?
God for that
thing. Oh, it don't shock you. Tell me your name.
No.
Come on, tell me your name.
I don't know my name.
What is it?
You know yourself what I am.
Fine, tell me his name.
This
is Napoleon.
Yes.
Napoleon.
I'm not pretty old.
Oh, you're just young, not old.
I born in 85.
1885?
Yeah.
And when did you come to Alaska?
I come to Alaska in 1905.
1905?
Yes.
Is there anybody left here that was here then?
Well, I don't see many.
Do you know that gentleman over there?
No, I cannot see you. I got a stroke in the head. I got a cataract and I got an operation by Dr. Fett, and he don't bump you up. Because
you don't remember me, do you?
No, I don't.
I come in and see you a lot of times.
Well, of course. I cannot see good.
That's all right, the boy. Ain't doing fine.
Speak French.
Oh, yes, I speak French.
I know a woman over there that
she don't speak much English, but...
Well, tell her to come over here. I'll come there for a French language. I like to speak French once in a while. I go down and see Pete, what you call him, Pete Colombe, he's a Canadian French, but he don't speak much French, you see.
Yeah, Pete's here now.
Pete Colombe, I went down and see last night.
Oh yes, he's in the hospital.
In the hospital for quite a while. He got some trouble with his leg, you know.
Oh yes, yes.
That's what he said. I know him.
Yeah, Pete's in room 260.
Yeah. Huh?
Pete's in room 260.
Yeah, I was down there.
Yeah.
He had three brothers here one time. I met them all.
Yeah, Napoleon. Huh? When did you first come to Fairbanks?
I come to Fairbanks on the summer of 1908.
1908.
Yeah, I come up for Inoku.
Yes.
I was in Oco 1907, I was in Noom 1906, I was San Michael 1905. There's one man on me here, his name is Benny Burke, Falinana.
Oh,
I don't know if you follow him or not.
Oh, yes.
He was on the single court.
Mm-hmm. I know him.
You see? Now he married, somebody told me he married a little woman, he got a lot of papooses. Big,
yeah, he got papooses.
What did you do? Miner?
I've been mining here plenty.
He sunk lots of prospect holes in this country.
Oh, Jesus, yes. Above the average. He sunk 1908, I could speak much, you know. 212. We was three together, two in the hole, one on top. See?
Yeah.
We had the door, you know, up, and then we jump it, you see, and send it down, you know, tripod. So the tripod, we have safe, you see, and the cable goes through the tripod.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, through the safe.
Did you work on the railroad?
Well, we had a contract to Healy.
The bridge contract?
No, we had the Healy, we had a section.
A whole section to build?
You know, a section built before they built the railroad, you know, the filling, what they call. We had some filling, 67.
Well, you don't remember some of the people lived there at Healy when they took the engine that was going to pull all the buildings down. Do you remember that?
Well, there was a fellow by name Lightning there at Healy, and there was a Mr. McGarvey who was working for him at Healy when I was there. See, I used to come down Saturday night.
Was Jack DeLay there? Do you remember Jack DeLay?
No, I don't think I know Jack DeLay.
Sherman?
I'll tell you who was there. There was Jack Singleton.
Jack Singleton?
Yes, he was there, and he had his brother-in-law and his sister.
You know old Andrew Dragish when he was trapping over there?
Well, there was one Savonian there, he was trapping there, and there was one killer man in there, I forgot his name now, because there was a Slav there, you see, and there was one, they got in jail here, forget his name now, they call him Yogo.
Yeah, you remember John Fern? You remember John?
Oh, John Fern, I know him pretty well.
His partner? What is his partner's name?
Joe Gagnon? Yeah, Joe. Oh, great. He was there when I was up there.
I used to sneak a bottle of beer up to him once in a while when I went by.
Well, I know Gagnon really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
You know when there's mining up there in that
Yeah,
tank?
They had a little creek, hydraulic. Mm-hmm. I went up to see them, and they had a cabin there at the mouth there, you know.
Yeah?
Oh, I went up there several times to see them, you know.
You ever go up and get a sheep off of those hills by him?
Well, I went up to him, but I didn't got no sheep because you got to have a license, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Benjamin got sheep for me.
Oh, yes, he got sheep all the time.
John Ford, he was
John
the killer.
Yeah.
He had a rifle, they call him Newton.
Newton rifle, yeah, I remember him.
You remember him?
Oh, yeah, I talked to him too.
Yeah, John Ford, a nice fellow. He's a Norwegian, a Scandinavian.
Mm-hmm.
He was what they call him. Strangler, you saw the strangler, what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
He was a strangler of the horses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fine area.
There's people out.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he still had the horses when I come here.
Oh, I guess he did, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, John Ford was.
They used to haul wagon for the mine.
Yes, now you got it. There was a fellow by name McDonald. He was a hauling wagon too.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the McDonald?
I remember him.
No, mm-hmm. He was up there too.
Mm-hmm. You didn't happen to know Goat Mary?
Oh yes, Goat Mary and
Mary Thompson
and Mary Thompson, Goat Mary.
Mm-hmm, that's the same name.
She listened now. She was making a little home.
Mm-hmm.
So we would go down and get you barrel.
She was buying a federal license, so the federal officers wouldn't get her, and she wouldn't buy a local license.
Oh well, poor woman. You know, she wanted to make a living. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, woman. She had this John Ford hang around her. You know.
Oh yeah.
You see, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes, I see them all.
And there was another woman there called Ray Winter.
Ray Winter was there. I remember her, too.
You remember her?
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Oh, well, you see.
Mm-hmm.
She was selling the whiskey there for $10 a barrel. It goes up at the crooked Crooked Creek with a colonel was a fellow by name Sharon Construction at the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I was a road commission. Keep the water off of the river, keep the water off of the road, you see, different trenches. Now, that's my job. 5 miles of road, I would go up and down. Look for the.
You ever go fishing Popovich Creek?
No, I never did fish.
Did you know Popovich that had the cabin
out
there?
Yes, I know Popovich, I know that one.
Can you tell me, did you remember when he come down to the railroad and come into town and got committed to Morningside?
Well, no, I don't, but I hear the one fellow got crazy, what I call him, you know.
Well, he wasn't crazy.
Well, I know, but they got him crazy anyway.
Yeah, he got out to Morningside and they gave him a job cooking. He stayed there till he died. He worked for Morningside till he died as a cook.
But he was kind of... See, listen now, he was kind of a little bit tough, of course.
Yeah, but he wanted to get committed. He come down and had the... Buckley was marshal and Todd O'Connor was here then. And he went to commission and got himself sent out to Morningside. But he wasn't crazy. He was smart. He wanted to get out of the hills, so he got a job cooking.
The smart man to fuck.
Yeah, I
seen Popovich at the first mine in 1927.
Well, you know him too, then.
I met him there.
Mm-hmm.
And he claimed that he walked across the Bering Straits on the ice one time.
I heard that story, but I
claimed he did. He claimed it was a fact. He walked across the.
There was two Popoviches, one on each side of that railroad. They used to mine coal where Popovich Creek is along the railroad. You remember when they had a tipple come right out there by the track?
Well, sure. What do you call him? That was what the hell his name. They had a tipple. I work on that tipple.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is name? They had a high road car go under.
Go underneath the tipple. They're right on the main line.
Why, sure.
Load right on the main line.
No, what the hell is name that fellow? They built a tipple and the fellow owned the tipple, you don't understand?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Isabelli, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You know Isabelli?
Isabelli.
Yeah.
Isabelli, yeah.
Well, you see.
Yeah, I know him when he started. He was hauling timber for Healy Mine from the cap.
Yes.
He was broke when he come here like the rest of us.
Yes. Yes. He was working on the coal mine outside.
They had horses to start with.
Yes. He worked at Cleale Maros thing on the coal mine, you see. Mm-hmm. Then he come in here, working for Cap Lutheran, then he went up for himself. Stick, you see.
Is there anybody down to Igloo, at the Pioneer's Igloo, you'd like to say hello to, or greetings?
Well, you know, I belong to Pioneer myself.
Yes, but there's somebody you'd like to say hello to, come up and see you?
Say hello to anybody there. I'm an old member.
Mm-hmm.
You see.
You want anybody especially?
Well, I don't know especially because I'm kind of blind and then I'm kind of a little bit something wrong. You see. And I belong to the Pioneer. I'm right up, you know. See.
Would you like to hear what we recorded played back to you now?
Well, you don't need to play me back.
Play it back. Now, I want to get your full name.
Shortland Harbell.
Harbell?
Yes.
How old are you, Mr. Harbell?
75.
You're 75 years old?
Born in 84.
Mm-hmm. You come in last of when?
In 4.
1904. You didn't happen to know Mr. Loomis that lived here then? He come and visit here just a few days ago with the Seattle Chamber of Commerce.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me some of the people that you knew when you first come here that have left us?
Oh, my land. I forget them, and I go downtown now, and I don't hardly know anybody.
You know Palfy? Paul Palfy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I go and see him once in a while. Mm-hmm. And them old fellas, just fellas I go see.
Is there anyone that you know is in Seattle now that you'd like to send a greeting to or say hello to? It used to be your friends in the early days.
Yeah, well, yes. I don't know whether he's in there or not, but Bob Bloom.
Bob Bloom, yes.
Yes.
He's in town on a trip now.
Oh, is he in here?
Yeah, and well, I'll tell him you're over here.
Yes, you tell him I'm over.
He's a member of the Igloo, too.
Yes, he's a member of the Igloo.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of them when I see them, but the old-timers are pretty well gone.
Yes, we're pretty well scattered out.
Pretty well scattered out.
Mm-hmm. I guess you knew Gazzy?
Who?
Alfred Gazzy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Early old-timer. He belongs to Nenana Igloo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Martin Nuppie?
Oh, yes.
Martin. He just come back from the States.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Martin is a...
Mm-hmm.
Me and Martin's good old friends.
You remember what year it was that he started the restaurant down here in town?
I believe it was five or six. That early?
Yes.
It was early anyway.
The Martin Nuppy should be in the neighborhood of your age, or just slightly older.
Martin Nuppy? Oh, way older.
Way older than you are. He said he walked down to see Palfy the other day.
I know he did.
And I see him once in a while, too.
And he came over to see me the other day. His niece brought him over.
Yeah, she takes him around now because he can't drive no more. Did you know old Joe Quigley?
Well, I
in 1957 I had an opportunity to visit him before he passed away, you know, in Seattle. So I went out and seen him for a few hours while I was traveling through the States. I met quite a few old-timers on the trip.
You know, I was down in that cantation there a long time, and Joe was my neighbor, Joe and Fanny.
And I guess you know Bill Julian and...
Yeah, oh yes.
Joey Burnett?
Yes.
Earl Pilgrim?
Oh yes, well.
And Johnny Bechet?
Well, yes, I did know him.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead now.
Yes, that's right. Dalton's dead too.
Yes, Dalton's dead. Pete Nelson's dead.
Pete Nelson's dead?
No.
And there was Tracy, or over in the early days? There was another freighter. He used to freight in there. I'm trying to think of his name. See, most of those people I met when I first come in the country. I even hiked over there. I piloted Dunkel's crew over there the time they took the dredge.
Oh,
over.
Yeah. Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Tracy and somebody else's.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bill Taylor and Dunkel hired me at Lignite to go along to pilot the crew, you know, and keep them from getting in through the river and in the ice and in the bog someplace.
I remember now.
Now, do you remember seeing me or hearing about me?
Yes. You see me, too.
I'm sure I have.
I mind I come out with, on there with two dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Dewey used to walk that, Dewey Burnett used to walk that trail and bring his dogs every time.
Yes.
He used to hang his gun up in a tree about 3 miles from camp there and leave it there till next trip and take it back with him. The caribou used to be all over there.
Oh, all over.
Come right to her door.
Come right to your door. Lots of caribou. Mm-hmm. What a country. I like it. Mm-hmm.
I finally sold that cabin after 19 years to a fellow down at the Nana Mining Company, Lignite Creek Mining outfit over there.
What cabin was that?
I had the one right straight across from Lignite Creek, where the old experimental farm
old,
used to be.
Oh, yes, I know. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The old Yak Farm, now you remember it. Mm-hmm. Johnny Howard and Lena, did you know Johnny Howard used to be in McKinley Park?
Yes.
John Howard used to work for Galen?
Uh-huh.
They're still living at Lignite.
Over there?
Mm-hmm.
And John Ramore is living there, too.
Yeah, John Ramore.
Mm-hmm. And Grant Pearson.
Grant Pearson. And another old chap over there. Oh, what's his name? Not Sherman. Sherman's at Talkeetna. You remember Sherman? He's over at Talkeetna. And that tin miner up 4 miles from Healy. He's still there. The old man that lived up in there by the coal seam, the Black Diamond Mine was later.
Yes.
He's still there.
Well, he is?
Mm-hmm. He's one of the ones that's still there.
He's in for the old.
Mm-hmm.
By gosh, the time soon flies. Mm-hmm. But it's all it is all good.
Well, I'll tell everybody down to the igloo hello for you, and I'll tell Bob Bloom you're here, and he can come see you.
Yes, you bet. He's the old Bob, then they run over.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to get your right name now.
Shortland?
Shortland?
Harbell.
Shortland Harbell.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're 75 years old.
Yes.
What was the date of your birth?
December the 22nd, 84.
December the 22nd, in 1884. And you come to Alaska in 1904.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Mr. Harbaugh.
Well, you're welcome.
I hope somebody can enjoy this.